Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Matt Hester, and welcome back to the screencast on how to deploy Windows 8.1. In this screencast, I'm going to talk about how to install the core components, starting with the Windows Assessment and Deployment Kit, or the WADK for short, as well as the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, or MDT for short as well, in your environment. Then I'll take you through a quick tour of the MDT and some of the great things that are actually built into that tool. Now, before you can actually start the install, you have to download both of these components. They are free components. You just have to go do a quick search via Bing to find those tools. If you're going to do the 8.1 update, make sure you get the WADK for 8.1. There is a WADK for Windows 8, but if you're going to do the 8.1 update, make sure you get the proper version for that. That way you have all the pieces and parts that you'll need for this. You'll also need to download the MDT as a part of the installation that are here as well. Now, the MDT is actually a fairly small download, and if I show you, I've already gone ahead and downloaded this. The MDT is only about 24 meg in size, so it's a fairly small download. However, with the WADK, it is approximately, and if I do a quick size here, almost 3 gigs in size. Now, when you download the WADK, you actually have two choices. You can install it right from the website, which means as part of the installation process, it'll download the files it needs as it goes through this. Or you can actually install, choose to download and install on a different computer, and that'll bring down all the files for you to actually work with. And that's what I did here, so I could actually show you how big this installation is. So even though it's a free download, it is kind of a sizable download, so I want to make sure you give yourself time for that as well when you're planning to set up your deployment servers. So I'm going to go ahead and start with, I normally like to install the WADK first, so I'm just going to go ahead and step through that process here. Very easy, I'm just going to go open up the folder, and I'm just going to run ADK setup. And this is going to step me through the wizard to actually install this environment. This is where you see that choice. Do you want to download the assessment? I already am installing it here, so I'm going to go ahead and say next. It's going to ask me if I want to enjoy the customer improvement experience program. I'll go ahead and say yes to that. That's a good way to give us feedback, but you definitely don't have to. If you are concerned about the privacy, make sure you check the privacy statement that's there as well. I'm going to go ahead and scroll through the license and agreement and click on accept. And that's going to ask you what components do you need for the actual installation. Now, it's actually pretty important you look at some of these components that are here. The application compatibility toolkit can actually check for this. Compatibility of apps as you upgrade your desktops. User state migration tools invaluable if you're going to be moving things from one PC in an upgrade environment to the new PC. If you have volume activation for your licensing, you can do that as well. Or if you have SQL Express, which we actually don't need for this particular one, but if you do install the ACT toolkit, you will need SQL Express. So I'm going to go ahead and click on install. And this is actually going to start, go ahead and go through the process of installing the WADK on my system. I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording so I can let this install actually take place, and I'll be back in just a second. So you can see that the installation has completed. You can actually, if you want to launch the Getting Started guide afterwards, you can do so here. I'm not going to go ahead and do that, so I'm going to click on Close. Now, while we won't be using the WADK directly, it is a great supporting tool for our next tool kit that we have, and that's the MDT, which is actually a fairly simple install as well. So I'm going to go ahead and start that installation. I'm just going to go to my Downloads folder where I downloaded the file to and just run that install here directly. It's going to take me through the wizard to set this up. I'll accept the licensing terms as well. Click on Next. It's going to tell me what it's going to download. I'll tell you the documentation that comes with this tool, folks, is amazing, and I'll show you that after the install is there. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Next. I'm actually going to go participate in the program here as well and click on Next and then install. So a very fairly easy install. It's actually a fairly quick install as well. And the MDT toolkit has been installed, and that's where I can actually start to begin the process. So from an installation standpoint, after you have some of the underlying components, WDS, and they're configured properly with DHCP and all those things that I talked about in a previous screencast, the installs actually are pretty easy. Now, where are the tools? What are the tools that we're actually going to be using for the actual task sequencing, for creating the customized images? And really, folks, it's only one tool you need to learn about, and it's the Deployment Workbench. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up this tool. The Deployment Workbench is really kind of the tool that you'll be in for primarily almost the entire installation that we have for our environments. A couple things about the MDT Toolkit and this Deployment Workbench. First off, if I look at the Information Center, there is just tons of great information that is here. First off, if I go to Getting Started, It's going to give me some just a general process overlay of what the process looks like. I can also look at documentation. Now, the thing I love about this documentation, I'm recording the screencast so you can actually kind of get a look and feel of how it's there. And I know our friends up in Canada have created some really good blogs that take you through step-by-step documentation. But also, folks, the MDT has the documentation built into it. So if you want to talk about how to perform light touch installations or zero touch or user-defined installation deployments, it actually has documentation that's built in. And if I click on light touch deployments just for a second so I can show you what's there, it takes you to a full help file how to actually do everything that I'm showing you from soup to nuts, from preparing the environment, installing the prerequisites, installing MDT. All this stuff is documented for you. So this tool actually comes with its own kit of documentation, which is just amazing. The other thing that's great about this tool here is if I click on components and look what's inside of here, it shows me all the different components that I have available to me. So I have the Windows Assessment Deployment Toolkit. It says it's required, but it is currently installed. I think just a little bit of a bug. But notice about this, I have the ability to download that tool right from inside of the MDT. So not only does it document it, if you need the user state migration tool for 64-bit systems, you can click on download and the tool will actually help you get those files. So you don't even need to go out and use Bing to find the file. So the great thing about the MDT is it comes with its own documentation. It's an easy install. And in our next screencast, now we're going to get to the real work. And I'm going to show you how this tool can be used to create just very simple images to begin with. And then we're going to take it into lots of different steps in future screencasts. I hope you enjoyed the screencast. I'm just installing the WADK and MDT and a quick tour into the MDT. I look forward to having you back in other screencasts. And thank you for watching.